Krishna to change our nature? And is Krishna pleased by such prayers?
So question, what's your question?
How do we pray to Krishna to change our nature?
The question is how to pray to Krishna to change our nature. The other question is, you don't have to pray to Krishna to change your nature. It's not necessary. When you pray to Krishna, you should glorify Krishna by chanting the prayers of the acharyas. Prayers of the acharyas are perfect prayers to chant. To glorify Krishna, to glorify Vaishnava, to glorify Guru, to glorify Radharani, glorify Tulsi, glorify Vrindavan, glorify the six Goswamis. So many nice prayers are there. So that's the kind of prayers you should chant. As far as change your nature, just do bhakti bhajan, your nature changes. But your nature is a result of your karma gets destroyed by bhakti bhajan. Shravana kirtan vishnu smaran. Karmani nirhati kitu cha bhakti bhajan. Says in verse 56 of Brahma Samhita, by doing bhakti bhajan, all your karmas get destroyed. Only bhakti destroys all karmas. You don't have to pray to Krishna. Don't just waste Krishna's time on your swabhava, your karma. Just do bhakti. Your nature changes automatically. Caterpillar becomes a butterfly. A deer becomes a devotee. A rakshas becomes an angel. A transformation, that's what bhakti does. Changes consciousness. Become Krishna conscious. Iron turns into fire. Don't have to pray, just have to chant the prayers, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna mantra, that's the best prayer. Best mantra, best prayer. Nam Namakari Bhavata Nija Sarva Shakti. It's all Krishna's power is in the holy name. Sarva Shakti. All power to do anything, everything. Chant, chant, chant. Cut, cut, cut. Guts to chant. Chant, be happy. I don't know about that part, but chant is required. Usually, you end up becoming happy. If you chant enough, you become happy. Chanting, there are three stages of chanting. Happy, miserable, and blissful. When you first start chanting, you're happy. Then you chant a little while and become miserable because all the dirt gets shaken up in the bottom of the jar. Bottom of your mind, all the crap comes out. Then you work on that for 25 years, then you become blissful. The first 5 years is happy time. Happy hour. And then all the dirt comes out, then you're miserable for 20 years. Then now it's 25 years of chanting. After 25 years of chanting, then you become blissful. Ananda Bhuti Vardhanam. Hare Nam, Hare Nam. What time is it? The question is, you have questions? Yeah, Baba.